AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Each side has their view on the ceasefire deal with Iran. This is Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
A capital V military victory.
In Iran.
نظرم مثبته. فکر می‌کنم که
business owner Mehdi Linkian says, in my opinion, this is a positive development, and I believe that Iran made this decision from a position of power. This benefited both Iran and us. It seems this resulted in our favor. We had the winning cards. I approve of the ceasefire. All sides have presented vastly different versions of terms. Iran said the deal would allow it to formalize a new practice of charging ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz. More from the AP's John Gambrell.
We're seeing discrepancies from Iran in its language about the 10 points it's put forward on ending the war. In its Farsi language version, it included that it wanted to continue to enrich uranium. That's something that U.S. President Donald Trump has said is a non-starter. Trump fears that Iran's nuclear program could allow Tehran to potentially develop a nuclear weapon should it choose to do so.
Hours after the announcement, Iran and Gulf Arab countries reported new attacks, though it's not clear if the strikes would scuttle the deal. Israeli strikes have hit central Beirut without warning, causing panic after the announcement of the ceasefire in the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 112 people were killed. The California Supreme Court ordered a county sheriff who seized more than 500,000 2025 election ballots to pause his probe into election fraud allegations while the judges review the legal challenge against it. The Justice Department indicated former Attorney General Pam Bondi won't appear for a scheduled deposition next week before a House committee investigating how the government handled its investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A shooting involving ICE.
Federal authorities say ICE agents shot and wounded a man while trying to arrest him in Patterson, California, about 74 miles southeast of San Francisco. The incident happened Tuesday when authorities say Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez tried to run over one of the agents with his car. Dash cam footage obtained by KCRA-TV shows an officer touching the driver's side window of a car on the side of the road. The car backs up and turns, hitting the vehicle behind it. The driver then pulls forward toward at least two agents who have their weapons drawn and turns sharply, driving over a median. Authorities say Mendoza is wanted for questioning in El Salvador in connection with a murder. His attorney says agents may have mistaken Mendoza for someone else with a similar name. He was taken to a hospital. I'm Donna Water.
A pastor in Britain has been charged with the death of a man who drowned in a kiddie pool baptism. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.